Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, did the U.S. drop weapons in ISIS-controlled territory? Then, the Ebola czar believes there are too many people in Africa, and Alex Jones reveals McDonald's super-sized secrets. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Could you please stop saying literally every 2 seconds?
Literally.
The military announced that it dropped weapons, supplies, and ammunition yesterday to Kurdish forces. They're holding down the Syrian city of Kobani. They are fighting against Islamic State militants. Now, U.S. Central Command said that they were intended to enable continued resistance to Islamic State efforts to take full control of Kobani. The airdrops were made even though it's certain to anger the Turkish government, who views the Kurdish rebels as an extension of the PKK, which is a group which has waged a 30-year insurgency in Turkey and is designated a terror group by the U.S. and by NATO. So I wonder what the government there is going to be thinking now that not only are they dealing with a better-armed PKK, but oopsie, some of those weapons also happen to fall into the hands of ISIS militants. Again, now this is in a new video that was released from an ISIS-associated YouTube account. Weapons and munitions dropped by American planes and landed in the areas controlled by the Islamic State in Kobani. They're basically, it's about a minute and a half video. They're basically saying, thank you, USA. Thank you, Team USA, for the updated supplies. Obviously, these are going to be older weapons than what we use here in our military. But of course, this is just another round of U.S. weapons and ammunition and supplies that have fallen into the hands of the Islamic State. Oh, but don't worry about it. We're just arming the moderate rebels, right? The moderate rebels. So this is just another round of U.S. weapons that have fallen into the hands of ISIS, whether taken by force or from a package that literally fell from heaven. But let's not worry, because the U.S. says they're just arming the moderate rebels. But it seems that the U.S. is making quite a habit of this, arming their enemies abroad while trying to disarm their enemies here in America.
With huge stories this year about immigration and currently Ebola, U.S. gun control is still a hot topic in the news, with our soon-to-be former Attorney General Eric Holder saying that the Obama administration's lack of passing more stringent gun laws is something that weighs heavily on his mind. But for all the background checks and RFID guns that the Attorney General suggested for American citizens, he didn't implement any of these measures when the Justice Department under his reign walked guns into the hands of Mexican drug cartels.
Listen to what Holder told a Judiciary Committee hearing on May 3rd this year.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
Yet internal Justice Department documents show that at least 10 months before that hearing, Holder began receiving frequent memos discussing Fast and Furious. They came from the head of the National Drug Intelligence Center and Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer.
And President Obama, speaking in Mexico, said that the reason that Mexico had such high gun violence was because of the United States' Second Amendment.
I also reaffirmed our determination in the United States to meet our responsibilities, to reduce the demand for illegal drugs, and to combat the southbound flow of illegal guns and cash that helped to fuel violence.
But while this administration is busy trying to brainwash the way we think about guns,
it's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
There are now reports that a drop from a U.S. airship containing arms and munitions has been found in ISIS-held territory. An ISIS-associated YouTube account posted a new video online entitled, "Weapons and Munitions Dropped by American Planes into Areas Controlled by the Islamic State in Kobani." And I don't speak the native tongue, but it's my understanding that the people in the video are saying that the weapons, the guns, the grenades were dropped by U.S. forces. which is to say for all our rhetoric in the states about universal background checks and gun control, we'll leave weapons in a field for anybody who gets there first. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
The world is waking up to the realization that our diet is the number one indicator of our health. And of course, this means that the fast food industry is taking a hit. So while they're stepping up their game and trying to upgrade their offerings, is it all just a little too late? That's coming up next. And we'll also have some more Ebola conspiracies right after this.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Here at InfoWars Nightly News, we have some incredibly good news for you. It was a decade ago that the film Super Size Me came out, and it changed the way the world, not just the United States, saw fast food, because it was a catalyst telling us what we already knew, that this garbage was full of addictive additives and was basically nothing but chemical, biological weapons being deployed against the people of this planet. The MSG, the GMOs, the aspartame, you name it, linked to all sorts of brain tumors and health problems, is now something that most Americans are aware of, and the numbers show it. And it's a great example of how voting with our dollars or voting with our decisions can change the world. Let's go over some of the news. Out today, McDonald's profits this quarter are down over 30% on sales slumps, and they were down the last few quarters as well, showing basically a collapse is taking place. But it's not just McDonald's. The CDC is reporting that Americans are changing the way they eat, trying to avoid fast food, preparing their own meals, and getting healthier and healthier. That's a story with the headline, Americans Eating Habits Take a Healthier Turn. Study finds working-age adults consume fewer calories and eat less fast food. And these headlines don't come to you from places like InfoWars.com that have been exposing this for decades. It comes to you from Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. There is a collapse, not just in confidence in the government, but in major corporations. And don't forget who's on the board of McDonald's. Bill Gates, the eugenicist, and Monsanto. These are people literally weaponizing food, but the rebellion against GMO and all of these additives has now reached an explosive level. And it doesn't help McDonald's, one of the biggest heads on this GMO hydra, that a few months ago they got caught in China with their biggest supplier shipping in chickens that had been rotten for 15 days and chemically treating them. That's why they lobbied to radiate all the meat. That's why they lobbied to allow things like silicone in their nuggets, because they need to feed you something that's basically rotten, so that they need to spray chemicals and radiation on it so that the bacteria themselves die, but you're still getting all of those toxins. And if we can wake up to McDonald's and Coca-Cola, who's also collapsing in their profits, then the entire globalist pyramid of weaponized food will implode. When Super Size Me came out a decade ago, and then 4 years ago, films like Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, the industries attacked them, but it only added credibility to them. And that's the good news. The establishment demonizes alternative media. They demonize true consumer advocates like the folks that produce Super Size Me. They attack that whole system, and it only backfires on them. And when the nanny state comes in and wants to tax fast food or ban how big a soft drink can be, people reject that as well, knowing that it's government only trying to capitalize on a wave of awakening and to use it as a system of more control. Michelle Obama doesn't say don't eat GMO. She doesn't say don't eat aspartame or MSG. She just says eat basically prison-style food that's deployed down from other major corporations. So that itself is another scam. And it's not just films like Super Size Me that have exposed this. We have interviewed hundreds of guests and had tens of millions of views on YouTube where we break down the secret history of food and how it's been weaponized and what's going on. And countless others like Dr. Mercola have exposed it as well. And you have exposed it on your Facebook and your Twitter and to your friends and family. And we're winning. 15 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. And if you could, it was incredibly expensive. But as more people began to buy it, more people got into the industry, more quality and more choice came in, and the price is lowering until now it's hard to find in major supermarkets stuff that isn't organic. And of course, there's some problems with it and some fraud, but people are now researching that. This is all part of a process of when people start to care and start to research, it raises the quality of living, it raises the quality in the society, and it's an issue that transcends left and right. And of course, the fact that these grassroots films could have such a huge effect and change the world shows the power of modern Paul Revere's, whether it's in food safety and quality, or whether it's in the Second Amendment, or national sovereignty issues, or the military saying no to backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS against Assad last year, we are seeing the conscience of the world really awaken. Finally, though, you've got to beware the empire, because they're going to strike back. And when I go see a movie, or I listen to the radio, or watch television, I am seeing McDonald's in what I believe is its death throes come out and say, be a millionaire, be a billionaire. Why, we've got the greatest deal ever. People in top hats are powerful and cool. You know, all you poor people that come in to get our food, well, guess what? You could be a millionaire. And look at all these Hollywood stars. They're eating McDonald's and, you know, you can make millions in this monopoly game. Come get involved. Well, the consumerists and others have broken it down, and you have a very, very low chance of actually even winning any money. And they say basically nobody will ever end up being a millionaire. So they've gone into what Max Kaiser calls the casino gulag model, where you've got to go in there and buy their garbage food made up of rotten chicken and GMOs and you name it, while Bill Gates gets rich off of it and Monsanto laughs at you. And you're there like a gambler, hoping that when you buy this garbage that you've got a chance to win some money. So it's just like lottery tickets target the poorest people, the most ignorant people. McDonald's is now moving in to targeting the welfare moms and the get-rich-quick people that have absolutely no hope of a future and are now looking to McDonald's as a giant casino in the sky. This is so dystopic that I don't think the mind of Kurt Vonnegut could have even come up with it. So the good news is people are leaving these facilities en masse. We're creating a new, healthier culture. Government's trying to hijack it with the nanny state, but that's failing. The bad news is they're weaponizing their agenda. And as far as I'm concerned, McDonald's is even worse than payday loan operations and loan sharks. They are the bottom of the barrel. And so be sure and spread this video to everybody out there and speak up against McDonald's and others and tell people that what McDonald's is doing is despicable. And it's important for people that work inside McDonald's, that is the model of this corporate dictatorship, this scientific dictatorship, this weaponized food and weaponized culture, that they need to decide which side they're on and not serve this evil and continue to leak information out so we know exactly what is in this so-called food. Because in my opinion, in my view, stuff in a porta potty is better for you than the stuff you get at McDonald's. All right, well, that's the analysis and breakdown tonight. We're teleprompter-free news. We go off real research and real history. If McDonald's wants to reform itself, that would be great. But offering grapes, you know, with the Happy Meals isn't going to do it. Not as long as Bill Gates is at the head of their board. As long as Monsanto is involved and Bill Gates are involved, they work for Satan, as far as I can tell. All right, I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars Nightly News. And don't forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the last of the reported Ebola cases here in the U.S. are being given the all clear, we're getting reports of Ebola cases on the rise in Western Sierra Leone. They're reporting more than 20 deaths a day occurring there. And in lieu of a travel ban, new restrictions on air travel are going to see travelers coming from Ebola-stricken countries restricted to just 5 U.S. airports. This will start Wednesday. Travelers who are coming from any of these Ebola-affected regions will have to land in New York, Chicago, Newark, Washington, and Atlanta. They'll have enhanced screening procedures, which include taking temperatures, inquiring about travel history, and looking for symptoms of the disease, which that doesn't seem very enhanced to me. And, of course, there is no word yet on any monitoring that they're going to be doing for these travelers once they leave the airport. Now, not only does Obama's new Ebola czar not have any medical training, he's also a big fan of population control, which Klain called a top leadership issue that's challenging the world today in a recent interview.
I think the top leadership issue challenging our world today is how to deal with a continuing growing population in the world and all the resource demands it places on the world and burgeoning populations in Africa and Asia that lack the resources to have a healthy, happy life. And I think we've got to find a way to make the world work for everyone.
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
So, of course, that's only going to add fuel to the fire, as a lot of West Africans are putting a lot of mistrust in the government being there in the first place. And now some scientists are saying that Ebola can go airborne, but it just hasn't in West Africa because it's too warm. Now, these are referring to two studies by U.S. Army scientists that show Ebola can spread by air in cold, dry weather, which is common to the U.S. A 1995 study entitled Lethal Experimental Infections of Rhesus Monkeys by Aerosolized Ebola Virus. It reported Ebola virus sensitivity to high temperatures and humidity, which is what you'll see in southern Sudan and northern Zaire, may have been a factor that's limiting aerosol transmission of Ebola virus in the African epidemics. Both elevated temperature and relative humidity have been shown to reduce aerosol stability of these viruses. Now, the study also referred to the 1989 Ebola outbreak at a primate quarantine facility in Western Virginia. And this is where the virus rapidly spread between unconnected rooms. Interesting to note that that study took place in December of 1989, where it's likely that temperatures in Reston were below freezing. And this study is also similar to another one that was done in 2012, which exposed monkeys to an airborne filovirus, which is also similar to Ebola. And it concluded that while no strong evidence of secondary transmission by aerosol, they say it is possible in lower temperatures which are not a factor in these warmer climates. So the study also points out that they have stability in aerosol form, which is comparable to influenza. And the Pentagon obviously took this threat of airborne filoviruses so seriously that it organized a medical countermeasures workshop with the Department of Health and Human Services in 2013. So here they're saying it is possible it could go airborne. It just needs colder temperatures, lower humidity, like we'll see in, I don't know, New York. But, scientists working on weaponized Ebola. Where have we heard this before? Well, how about season one of The Walking Dead?
You know what this place is? We protected the public from very nasty stuff. Weaponized smallpox. Ebola strains that can wipe out half the country. Stuff you don't want getting out ever.
So obviously that's a little bit of fun there. Thanks to one of our fans on Twitter that pointed us to that little bit of predictive programming. But let's be honest, we all know that the creators of The Walking Dead are just conspiracy theorists. Now, investigative journalist and former NSA contractor Wayne Madsen told Press TV on Monday that the militarized response to this Ebola crisis in West Africa was a little bit suspicious. And he said the latest Ebola outbreak may also be a resurfacing of an earlier infection that's linked to the CIA. Madsen said that we see a year when the U.S. was violating a Senate law forbidding the U.S. from engaging in a civil war there. Then they saw Zaire being used as a bait for the CIA. And then you saw the outbreak of Ebola there. And this is the same year that George H.W. Bush was the director of the CIA. And then in 1980, we saw the outbreak of HIV in Zaire and Angola, where the CIA was operating. And he said, what we need to see is an investigation of how intense the CIA biological warfare program was in Zaire and Angola between 1976 and 1980. And what has hit in Sierra Leone and other countries is the Zaire strain of Ebola. Now, Madsen said the militarization of the U.S. Ebola effort in West Africa is suspicious, saying it's very peculiar that the U.S. is sending the military in when obviously health workers, doctors, and other healthcare professionals are what is needed. And while other media outlets are there trying to downplay the Ebola outbreak and they're in a flurry trying to discredit sites like InfoWars, who would dare suggest that Ebola has been studied for its use as a potential bioweapon, know this. CIA and U.S. military involvement in testing for biological pathogens as weapons is highly documented. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. If you're watching us on YouTube, please become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel and then head over to Prison Planet TV, where you can become a subscriber. And yes, you will get access to a lot more information than what you can actually find on YouTube. That is the benefit of being a Prison Planet TV member. Plus, you help this operation. You can share your username and password with up to 11 friends at the same time. Now stick around after the news, because Alex Jones will be back with an in-depth Ebola report, and we'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm Alex Jones. This is a breaking Ebola news update. In a moment, I'm going to break down some very important developments where the World Health Organization itself is now saying that the incubation period is not just 21 days, but can be up to 41 days. This was announced today, as it was also announced that they are releasing dozens and dozens of quarantine Americans who were around patient zero in Dallas only after 21 days of observation. And as more flights come into the United States from West Africa with people exhibiting signs of Ebola, it's clear that there is an attempt to whitewash and cover up exactly what's happening. But before we get into that, I want to just point out that InfoWars.com, the nightly news, and everything we do here is about us trying to find out what's really happening, not coming at you with a preset agenda or view like the controlled left or controlled right and the state-run media does. I want to know what's really happening with Ebola. I want to know if there are things out there that could protect this country and protect my three children, just as you do. We're teleprompter-free here, ladies and gentlemen. This is about really doing the analysis, really talking to a wide spectrum of experts and not trusting the system. And that's the good news. There are several polls out just this week. Public confidence in the CDC nosedives, CBS News reports, in a major poll. Another story, 64% believe America is out of control. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, America is getting more and more out of control. But the good news is when African leaders come out and say that this Ebola could be weaponized, people really aren't laughing anymore. In fact, we have an article on InfoWars.com that has a BBC video in it. Secret Project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa in the 1980s to be used against blacks to reduce their population. So the alternative media is now becoming the dominant media, and we go out and source real facts and what's already admitted, and the system calls us conspiracy theorists and attacks us in publications every day, and it has no effect other than boosting our credibility. The arrogant, dying dinosaur media still thinks that demonizing us is effective. It's not, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he had 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is, and I think the point you just made is the key thing, at crazy profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist.
Now shifting to the potentially bad news, the breaking info, CNN Today, UN staffer dies of Ebola, monitoring ends for 43 in Texas. 43 people who came in contact with Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan are now officially cleared after not demonstrating any symptoms during a 21-day monitoring period. Here's the problem. The UN on its own World Health Organization website and other mainline virology sites state the same fact, say that Ebola can easily live for 41 days in the body and 70 days in the semen in a man's testicles. So they are releasing people who are around this Ebola patient, and he's already infected two nurses, who could not exhibit signs for another 21 days. And this fits into the pattern of bringing in the West African flights when other nations ban it, when they're putting Ebola patients in regular hospitals, and the CDC told one of the nurses, doesn't matter if you treated an Ebola patient and you've got fever, go ahead and fly, honey. This is part of a pattern of trying to let Ebola get a foothold in this country so the CDC, FEMA, and NORTHCOM can engage in a giant domestic power grab of medical tyranny. The feds have been buying millions of firearms, billions of bullets, and other forms of ammunition. They've been buying huge armored vehicles and deploying them in every city and digging in for biological catastrophe. I don't know if this Ebola event is that. What I do know is they're making preparations while telling us that we shouldn't be prepared. Just like they tell us we shouldn't own guns, even though the highest crime rates are in Chicago, New York, and D.C., where they have an abolition of the individual's right to keep and bear arms. Well, I personally am getting prepared. I saw them take the guns in Katrina and raid the houses of people that had their own solar power and were high and dry. I witnessed people a few years ago with the hurricane that hit the East Coast begging for FEMA to help them and getting zero help for week after week after week. And who could forget that famous sign that FEMA hung on their door saying, "We're closed because of bad weather." I'm not sitting back waiting for the government to come protect me and take care of me. They've shown time and time again they have very bad intent and bad will against the people, not goodwill. They want crises to get out of control so they can pose as the saviors and sell their toxic vaccines and other poisons as a solution. Well, I'm personally getting my body ready with plenty of sunshine, organic food, purified water. Myself and my family are taking high-quality colloidal silver from InfoWarsLife.com, the silver bullet. I'm taking Survival Shield X2, true nascent iodine, that I believe is even more important than things like colloidal silver. Because if you don't have iodine in your body, if you're deficient in it, you will die. It's something you've got to absolutely have. So governments keep lowering and lowering the allowance they claim that we need. This needs to be looked into, ladies and gentlemen. We've been investigating it. It's why I'm doing everything I can to boost my body's natural defenses and why I'm trying to warn people that they can't have confidence in the system. But at the same time, we shouldn't just sit here and wait for things to spiral out of control. None of this in the final equation is a silver bullet. Nothing is perfect. But just laying there and being horrified and watching mainstream media deceive us and scare us is not going to do a damn thing. We all need to get involved and do our own research. So don't stand behind us. Stand right beside us, looking at every angle of this, researching what's really happening, and understanding that there is clearly a cover-up going on with this Ebola situation. Now, I've said many times, I don't think this Ebola will probably really get out of hand here in the United States, even if the feds try everything they can to let it spread. But in Africa, the UN is saying it could be up to 1.4 million people or more that end up getting it. That is just an incredible number. What I'm really concerned about is the MRSA and the drug-resistant bacteria and the drug-immune TB that is spreading across this country, the flesh-eating bacteria. That's why it's essential for all of us going into this flu season to do our own research and find out that the H1N1 shot 5 years ago lowered people's immune systems and doubled their chances of getting the regular flu that was the big killer. That's why it's vital going into this winter that we all wash our hands and boost our immune systems however we can naturally. Well, that's it for this emergency Ebola news update alert. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We don't have all the answers, but we know the feds and the globalists and the UN, the people caught doing secret lethal medical testing all over the world, we know that that's a group that we are certainly going to keep an eye on. If you'd like to check out the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com nutraceutical supplement products, visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Or call the InfoWars staff and we can answer your questions or take your order over the phone at 888-253-3139. Because you're not only the resistance, you are the answer. And it's your job to take care of yourself and your family.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcode with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.